Stephanie Jean Curry.
Thank you very much, Stephanie.
I'm also curious about what I just saw, how wonderful and priceless that is. But you said the differences in people in this community. What about people that think different in this community? Are we all welcome? Do we all hear each other? No. Okay, now I'll start whatever I needed to start. Why do you blame YouTube policies as an excuse not to record speakers like us? Use other companies besides YouTube, but you won't. Figure out another way to record speakers, but you won't. You want to keep us unseen and unheard by others who aren't here tonight, trying to silence what we say, and you all sit there in silence. What a joke, like nobody responds to anything, even if we asked a question. And why can we only speak 3 minutes? Like, where did this come from? What if there's two speakers tonight, which very likely there will be? What about 5 speakers? What about 10 speakers? What about 20 speakers? What difference does it make if it's 3 minutes? Like, it makes no sense. We all pay very high taxes to schools. Plus, there is all this endless money from the government, actually from the taxpayers, but whatever, what schools have received in the last 2 years because of COVID, like keeping kids in masks way too long, offering and taking part in giving school kids COVID vaccinations, testing, whatever. Why did you quarantine kids at school? What are they, prisoners? Like, why would you guys treat a child in quarantine like they're some kind of weirdo leprosy? Taking part in mandates which are not laws, all about power and control and lots of money. Stop using our kids as pawns. Stop pivoting back and forth in schools about masks, etc. Stop playing politics with our kids. Freedom of choice, no mandates. We need to move on. 2 years and counting in this chaos. All that's necessary for evil to prevail is for the good to do nothing. We are stronger united than divided. I'm sure we all have heard, fool me once, it's your fault. Fool me twice, it's my fault. A mandate, again, is not a law. 2 weeks to 2 years and counting, old and new forms of control fear will never end. They want us scared into submission. Government and schools have taught kids to be scared. We cannot comply out of tyranny. Critical thinking is important. Integrity, dignity, community binds us. Teach and learn accurate history. Critical consciousness. Truth knows no color, and stop teaching kids about skin color, and stop teaching kids about sexuality. Figure out what brings us together, not what separates us.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Dr. Susie Warren.
Thank you very much.
I got to say, it's nice to not talk without a mask. Awesome. The mission of District 41, stronger together, better than ever. I speak for many of us in our community who would love to be stronger together, better than ever. It is very apparent that you as a board all think one way. Everybody on the board thinks one way. And it's as your leader, a self-proclaimed socialist Marxist. Well, we the people do care about the education and health of our children more than the ESSER funding, more than the CRT and other stipulations handed down when you took those funds. We the people have been concerned of the health of our children, letting parents and doctors let us know if we should wear masks or get vaccinated. It's not the school's position. You push both because of this ESSER funding. And it was a voted against. A few of you voted against optional masking and couldn't even stand up for what you believed. You had to leave the room. One abstained, and both left the meeting. I'm glad to see you have masks on today, but you as leaders should stay here and stand up for what you believe if you're on the board. We believe that we the people see hypocrisy. The board, all pushing masks for the least affected by this virus. You did not care. You pushed vaccinations as we showed you peer-reviewed double-blind studies and VAERS reporting of negative effects of the masks and devastating life-altering complications and death following the vaccinations. You continued to push. Hypocrisy is when we witnessed board member maskless at a coffee shop pushing the masks. Then one day after the mask mandate lifts, all of the participants, and I don't know if everyone of the board was there, but the D41 awards event, they were maskless within feet of one another. Meanwhile, 2 weeks before, the kids all needed to be masks. Now, they all need deprogramming, counseling, speech therapy, and health with social integrations, all because you're following an agenda led by money, and you knew the negative effects to our children. Stronger together, better than ever. We, the people, think that you need to have more diversity in this group. Other people need to be part of this decision process. We, the people, will be diligent about not allowing CRT or whatever new terms are, social, emotional, learning, slip into our curriculums. We're awake now. We, the people, will not let pornographic pictures of sexual acts into our elementary curriculums. We, the people, will be replacing board members as your time is up. We will be poll watching. We will not sit back and believe that you are all striving for stronger together, better than ever. You've proven this false with your actions.
Thank you, Susan. Susan, oh, okay.